Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard. It's another start of a new week. A little bit late, obviously, with the Monday holiday. It's Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell. Welcome aboard. Dominic Jimenez in tow as well as we come to you on a Tuesday into a Wednesday across the country on iHeartRadio. Tune in. And Simple Radio, indeed, yes, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, a lot to get through. Don't we like to say that? Start of a new week coming out of a long holiday weekend with all the college football. Where do you start? Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. Bill O'Brien and the Eagles upsetting Florida State on Monday night. Unbelievable Labor Day. Yeah, I gave a little sports in 60 on that, which you'll hear throughout the night. But listen, this should not surprise anybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. Listen, Florida State's not that good. We saw that over in Dublin when they got whacked by Georgia Tech, right? On the first game of the season on the 24th of August. I mean, just, you know, got manhandled. And Ugalele is full of struggles. Their offense is a mess. Norvell is coaching tight. This is the same team that was crying last year about being the odd team out in the Final Four. Don't have to worry about it now. You're a 12-team playoff, and they're on the outside looking in, falling out of the top 25, 0-2, and Norvell's seat is hot. They got beat 63-3 by Georgia last year. Have not won since. Haven't really made a decent showing of themselves. So that's where we start with college football, and it's obviously a big week. You're going to start getting rivalry games. Iowa, Iowa State in our backyard here in the Midwest, going to get a lot of attention. Michigan, Texas, and Ann Arbor, that'll be huge. I even think Colorado, Nebraska's got some juice because, you know, Dion and his kids, they like the flash and dash, and so that's going to get some juice there. And I want to see what Matt Rule – I mean, Nebraska has to hold serve at home. That Nebraska has to come out and play a football game and win that game. They have to find a way. If they lose to Colorado, I'm telling you, Nebraska will be on a slippery slope one game in. That's how delicate and that's how fragile college football is, especially kids. And by the way, BC hasn't been relevant since the other 5'9" quarterback, Douglas Flutie, was firing the ball around the height. And 5'9", Thomas Castellanos, the transfer from UCF, looks great. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. And I was crying, hurting, I felt like dying.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We got Tyler Levine in here. We're going to do a lot with him, and we're going to clean out the sports closet of his mind as we roll through a Tuesday into a Wednesday here. We're not going to fart around here. We're going to take full advantage of the next 10 to 12 minutes. Let's get him in here. Tyler, what's going on? How was your holiday weekend? Here we go. Back to work, huh?
Man, it was great outside of Manchester United getting absolutely smoked at home and ruining my Sunday. But other than that, it was great. A lot of sports, man. It feels good to be back in the swing of things. College football, NFL's this week, EPL's kicked off and is rolling. We were just talking, you know, a little bit of baseball before, and I said I haven't even watched a game since everything started back up. So
yeah,
it's been good.
Yeah, listen, I could sleepwalk through doing this show because, I mean, not that it would be boring, but, I mean, it's so easy. This is like a layup. I mean, you got the U.S. Open tennis, which is huge. Zverev's got knocked off. This Taylor Fritz is a beast. And then you got Tiafoe tonight. I mean, it's just the tennis has been great. Sabalenka and then Sinner on the men's side, Sabalenka on the women's side. It's just absolutely great. Cannot wait. All right, let's get to the football. And you're right there in the Sunshine State, but a dark cloud. You know, I'm looking at Phil Steele's yearbook, and in the ACC, he had three teams. He couldn't decide who was best, Clemson, Florida State, or Miami. Well, we know that Florida State is out of that equation. What a disaster.
Oh my God.
What a disaster. What's the mood there? I mean, University of Miami's got a great team. University of Florida, I mean, Billy Napier's in trouble. They got blown out by the Hurricanes. Give me your take right now on the state of Florida, because Florida State is a mess. Let me hear.
I mean, Florida State getting upset by Georgia Tech and Ireland in, you know, what people are calling week zero. You know, I think a lot of people might have just overlooked it. Oh, it's in Ireland, yada, yada. And then they get absolutely smoked by Boston College at home. Their season's over. I think all this talk last year, they were crying about how they got left out of the playoff. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Granted, you know, it's a different team and everything, but this is one of the more pathetic starts. You know, ranked number 10, 0-2 against two unranked teams. So that's not a good start. And the University of Florida as well. I mean, I think their win total was set at like 5.5. Simply due to the fact that their schedule is absolutely insane. I think it's the hardest schedule that has been in like the last 10 years for a team. So I think everyone knew it was going to be a tough season for them. Actually, ironically enough, the last time Miami beat Florida away, they made it to the championship game. So we'll see how that looks. I mean, Cam Ward looked fantastic. Quarterback looked like he was playing a video game. 385 yards, three touchdowns. He did throw a pick. But Miami is certainly carrying the Florida football bandwagon right now.
Yeah, they are. Kristen Ball is a hell of a coach. Of course, he had a great run at Oregon and in Miami. You know, you get to recruit that South and that state, and then along with, you know, all the others, Georgia, they stick their nose in there. They get over to Louisiana. I mean, you know, it's an ACC school that goes head to head with the SEC powerhouses. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, so I don't even know where to turn. I know where I want to turn next. Deion Sanders at Colorado at Nebraska. That game I've got circled this Saturday, to be honest with you. Now, your Michigan Wolverines are home to Texas. That's huge. Matt Rhule, Nebraska, they have to win that game. You cannot allow Deion Sanders and his kids to roll into Lincoln. There is an enormous amount of pressure on Matt Rhule. He has to win that game. Huskers hosting the Buffs in Lincoln. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Nebraska is certainly going to get up for this game. I think everyone does. It's very similar to, you know, what we talk about with these big teams. Is, you know, what we talked about during the Olympics with the U.S. basketball team. You know, everyone, when they play them, it's their Super Bowl, and they get up for that game. And I think that we're going to see that with Nebraska. They definitely are not going to want to lose this game. They're going to want to shut up Colorado. I think that Colorado is going to have a difficult time playing them. Nebraska had a great first game. I mean, granted, they were playing UTEP, but you know, a 40-7 win, putting up 23 points in the second quarter, they're going to feel good rolling into this game. And Colorado is going to have their work cut out for them. I think that they'll be fine offensively, but you know, let's see how their defense holds up. They did not exactly have an easy time against, what was it, North Dakota State that they played. And granted, North Dakota State's not a bad team. I think a lot of people were shocked at how close the score was, but when you dig into it, I think they've won like 11 straight conference titles, which, it, you know, it is an accomplishment regardless of what conference you're in to have that level of consistency. And Coach Prime actually was praising them heavily during their film sessions and just the way that they attacked the ball. So I'm definitely going to be tuning into that game and interested in it for sure.
Let me tell you something about North Dakota State. If you put them in the Big Ten, they would, or the Big 12, they would compete with the upper echelon. Maybe not Michigan, not Ohio State, but the Iowas, the Purdues, the Nebraskas, even the Wisconsins, Michigan State. I'm telling you, you don't want to play North Dakota State. Nodak State, they've got great tradition, and those kids have all been rejected by the big D1 schools. Yep. And they get flipped off, and then they just go out there, put their helmet on, strap it on, and knock, you know, pound the
nothing
you know
to
what
lose
out of somebody. They're not, I mean, I'm saying they got nothing to lose, 100%. All right, give me a quick hit on Michigan, Texas, and then I want you to put a bow, because we're going to get a little respite from the soccer with this break, which, by the way, I hate. I mean, yeah, come on.
It's the worst, man. Oh, my God. I hate it so much.
You suck us in. I'm all pumped up. Now I got to wait till September 14th to watch another game of any import. I mean, come on now. What's that all about? But we'll get to that. What about Michigan? I think Texas is going to go in there and throttle them, brother.
I do, too.
I really do.
Throttle yeah. Them. I do as well. I just think that this Texas team, with how many players they're returning, you know, they still have their guy at quarterback. It's a brand new Michigan team. I expect us to drop one. I just think Texas is too good. They've played in these games. They have experience playing in these games. You know, Michigan being at home is obviously a huge, huge, huge factor here. I don't know how many times, if ever, Texas has played in the Big House. So I think that that obviously will have a lot to do with this game and how it turns out. But I don't know if it's going to be a blowout, but I am fairly confident that Texas will get the job done. They're a 7.5-point favorite, so they should be able to win.
That's going to be fascinating. I tell you what, if Michigan can hold serve, though, and find a way to win this game, that would be a huge feather in Moore, the new head coach, and just to really put a change the whole narrative. Just a Harbaugh who? I mean, if they beat Texas, Jim Harbaugh, I mean, you might never hear his name mentioned again up there. All right, let's get back to what did we see over the weekend? You know, I mean, I saw some great action. I watched a ton of it. I really did. I was in Chicago. I was into it. There was some really good games both Saturday and Sunday. What's your takeaway not only from this past weekend in the European Premier League, but kind of, you know, through the first couple of 3 weeks? What do you think?
I think that Manchester United are in some serious trouble. I'll start there. They got absolutely throttled on Sunday, 3-0 at home to their rival, Liverpool. Liverpool, I believe, in their last 10 games have scored 29 goals on us, which is just, it's pathetic and embarrassing. And it's just, it's a really tough situation right now. You know, we made all these signings throughout the summer. Casemiro just looked so bad. It was honestly one of the worst performances I've seen out of any player ever in a soccer game. We go into the international break on 3 points, just not good enough. I think that focusing to the other games, Newcastle finally looked good for the first time this season. They absolutely dominated Tottenham at home. Tottenham's only goal came from a Dan Burn own goal, which was a very, it was a poor goal. We saw a little bit of regression from Chelsea, but not too much. I mean, Crystal Palace are a gritty team, and they can get results, so there was a 1-1 draw there. But, you know, it's a very interesting start of the season. I think that Liverpool fans are in dreamland right now. You know, Arne Slot era starts off with three games, with three victories. They have a +7 goal differential. Manchester City are looking fantastic, and they haven't even played Rodri or Phil Foden yet. They're 3-0, same thing, +7 goal differential, sitting on 9 points. Arsenal got absolutely screwed in their last game against Brighton with a terrible red card that was given. You know, if you get a chance, go and just watch it. It was the definition of the ref show, trying to make himself feel important. Just an absolutely brutal call. They end up dropping points, so Arsenal and Brighton are sitting on 7 points. But things are looking up for the Manchester Cities, the Liverpools, the Arsenals. Even Brighton has had a beautiful start to the season, and things are just really not looking good for Manchester United. West Ham haven't had a great start to their season. Chelsea obviously aren't in a great spot. Tottenham will want to be better than they are, but it's going to be very exciting coming back out of this international break for these World Cup qualifiers, and there's a lot of teams that really need to turn it around.
All right, let's wheel back tomorrow, Tyler, because we want to talk about your new time on the show. It's moving to primetime Fridays. I mean, football Fridays are going to take on a whole new meeting. You and Nico Beef Sauce, it's going to be 5 o'clock Eastern. I cannot wait for Fridays. We'll have replays over the weekend. You guys, nobody, I put that show up against anybody that I've heard. Great job out of you, pal. Get back
to
it. We'll wheel back tomorrow. Tyler Levine. Here on Sports Overnight, I'm Marty Terrell. Giovanna Scroggins, she's camped out in Dallas. She's coming up next. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets,
hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, don't forget Rocket Mortgage right now. You know, the interest rates are coming down, but that $10K, that $10,000 to offset and defray your closing costs. RocketMortgage.com, and we get ready for Rocket Mortgage Football Fridays and Rocket Mortgage Saturday night scoreboards with college football. Great time of the year. A big part of the team is Giovanna Scroggins from her outpost in the Lone Star State, Dallas, Texas. And she is nice enough to jump on with us. Giovanna, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's a Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday to me. I'm sorry. After that long weekend, you know, the first day back. I don't know where to start other than you got a lot on your football palate down there. I mean, you got the University of Texas headed to Michigan. They thumped Colorado State, which we all knew was going to happen. SMU is off to a nice little start, your alma mater. And then you got the Cowboys opening on the road at Cleveland, Tom Brady in the booth. Let's start right there with the Cowboys. All eyes. I think it might be, you know, other than Thursday night when, you know, Kansas City hosting Baltimore, the defending Super Bowl champions, rematch of the playoff game, Mahomes and, you know, Jax. I mean, yeah, we get it. We get it. It's a big, great quarterbacking matchup. I still think Cleveland-Dallas, a lot of juice for a lot of reasons. Give me a quick take on this game Sunday on Fox. Late game at Brown Stadium on the banks of Lake Erie. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, I think, coming off of, you know, signing CD and obviously Dak's controversy and in his contract, I think they have a lot to prove. But what I'm going to be looking at in this game is the running back position and who's exactly going to, you know, who are we going to see playing in that position? You just signed Dalvin Cook to practice squad. Zeke back this season. Deuce barely made it. He, after the last preseason game, he got signed to the team and made the roster. So he barely made it in there. But I will be looking at the running back position. The Cowboys are favored to win this game. I think we should walk away with this and the W in our books. And I think we kind of have to if we want, you know, set the season straight and start off on a good note.
How much was the noisy off season? You know, in the negotiations and Prescott's deal, and obviously Lamb's deal. How much of that ill served the Cowboys? Will there be any remnants from kind of a bumpy off season, a bumpy camp, with really what were distractions? Do you think there's any carryover, or do you think it's like big deal? We're gonna zip it up, throw it away. We're ready to play football for real. What's your take?
Hey, I think these guys are fired up. I actually got a chance to hear them speak on the opposite side of the ball. Heard CD, Dak, Zeke, and Jake Ferguson all sit together just talking about how ready they are for the season. And they all have one goal in mind, and that's to get to the Super Bowl. I think that's, you know, very optimistic, but they all have one goal. So I think these guys are ready despite all the, I guess, distractions happening in the offseason. And I honestly think, you know, the Cowboys not making a lot of moves in the offseason isn't a bad thing. I mean, hey, they stuck with what they believed is right for their team. And all you got to do is respect that. Now, could they have done a little bit more? Maybe. That's, you know, up to, you know, personal decision. But I think them not making all these moves in the offseason, but also, like, dealing with things internally says something. And that just means they believe in their people. And I got to respect that.
I don't think there's any question about it. How much pressure on McCarthy this year? We know Belichick's out there, and that could be a case where any coach that's, you know, lucky to be back, Eberflus in Chicago, you know, you got to put McCarthy in that realm. You know, lucky to still have his job. There's other coaches that can quickly drift into a hot seat. How much pressure do you think is on McCarthy? Number one, and then part two. Do you think it gets to him a little bit, or do you think that, you know, he's been down this road before, he's succeeded, he won big in Green Bay and got fired, so it's not like it's, you know, you're hired to get fired type of thing. Talk about McCarthy and his scenario. We'll move around here after this with some other teams, but how about him at the helm of Dallas?
I think he is under a lot of pressure. He didn't get an extension yet, so I think this is going to be, I wouldn't say it's a make or break season for him, but I just, given Jerry Jones and his background when it comes to the coaching position, I think if the Cowboys do not walk away with a winning season and making it into the postseason and doing good in postseason, I think there is going to be some questions and some decisions being made when it comes to coach. But I think he can handle the pressure. Like you said, he's done great, had a great time in Green Bay. So I think he can handle it. I think he just has to believe in himself and believe in his team and make the right calls at the end of the day.
Yeah. Where do you got them finishing in their division? I lied. I had one more question. Where do you think they finish? Do you think they win that
number
division?
One.
Or you, I mean,
number
I've got
one all the way.
You think so, huh?
That's the Cowboy. That's the Cowboy fan in me. So I really want them to, but I don't. I think the Eagles are going to give them a run for their money, kind of like what we saw last season. But one or two between Cowboys and Eagles.
All right, let me get to the University of Texas. Big game. Obviously, they're going up to Michigan against the defending national champions. This is a marquee game. Going to start 11 o'clock in the morning in the Midwest, 12 noon. Here we go. The big house, 112,000, standing room only, not a hotel. People renting condos and apartments to get there Friday night. It's going to be a groundswell weekend at the big house. Subterranean stadium that it is. There's a lot of noise in that place. Going to be a great college football environment. What's your sense on the Longhorns?
I am a Texas Longhorns fan. I really like their program over there. I think this is going to be a good game for them. I honestly think they're going to walk away with the win. They come in at number three after their win over Colorado State on the AP poll. Michigan actually fell out of the top 10, so it's going to be an interesting matchup after this weekend. But I think the Longhorns are going to take this one away. They're right behind Missouri. Michigan's right behind Missouri when it comes to the AP poll. So when you look at the standings, it's like if Texas can beat some of these teams that are in the top 10, which I believe they can, I think Michigan is going to have to work a little harder in order to pull out a win if they do want to beat Texas.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a very tricky spot for them. Hey, you're in Dallas. Austin's a distance away. Obviously, you've got a lot of major cities there. Houston, a massive city. Football is huge there. How much more has Texas kind of gained even more profile in the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, now that they're in the Southeastern Conference? Do you see an appreciable bump, or is it pretty much same old, same old? Let me hear. I'm interested.
I honestly think it's the same old, because I feel like a lot of these schools in Texas, if you look at it on the recruiting side of things, you have all these kids. Texas is a huge, huge, huge state for football, and all these kids, playing in high school programs and coming up. I honestly don't think the difference in, the platform you're playing on when it comes to these different conferences and anything, I don't think nowadays it really makes a huge difference, especially in the environment that we're in Texas. I think you just go out and play ball, and if you're good, you're good, and if your team sucks, your team sucks. So I think it's the same old, same old. I don't really see a huge difference in that.
There you go. Yeah. I got a baseball thing for you. Texas is hosting the Yankees the next few nights. World champions to also Rans. Are the Rangers even registering on the sports Richter scale in the Metroplex right now? Or is it, it was nice to win a world championship, but we're already looking ahead to 2025?
Oh, 100%. I was at the game last night, and it wasn't pretty. It was not pretty. And honestly, I did not know how many Yankees fans were in Texas. I thought that was kind of that doesn't make sense to me. But, yeah, the Rangers aren't looking too hot, but I'm hoping they'll get it together these next two games, today and tomorrow night. They don't have a choice. They need to. They lost 8-4 yesterday. And some of our heavy hitters, these guys that we rely on, Adolis, Jonah, and Leo, like Marcus, these guys are just, it's interesting. Like you said, falling from World Series champions to losers. Quite frankly.
Yeah, man, seriously. Hey, can you believe it? We're 7 weeks away from the Mavericks home opener. Are you ready? I mean, it just seems like the NBA just got finished, and we're 7 weeks out. The Celtics and Knicks on October 22nd in Boston. We're going to be there as they hoist banner number 18. How much juice? Now you got Klay Thompson in the fold there in Dallas. Give me a quick hit on the Mavs. We'll finish up there. Let me hear.
The Mavs, this is their year. I think they're going to be doing great. They have great management when it comes to, you know, front office of things. I think they've done some really good offseason moves. Adding Klay Thompson to our team is just going to elevate what we had. And we were this close to winning. So I think the Mavs are a team to be reckoned with this season, and I am so excited to see them play.
Yep, and it's right around the corner. We're looking forward to it. Giovanna, as we've said to you, we are so glad and so grateful for your signing on with us here at Sports Overnight America, a great contributor. We'll look forward to Football Friday, and away we go. Get your picks warmed up and ready to go. We love having you on. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, go Cowboys.
All right, good job. Nice and objective. There you go. Giovanna Scroggins down in Dallas. I don't mind. Look, you're a fan. She'll be at a lot of those games too. She's done well. News anchor, KRLD. She's moved away and now moved full-time into Sports Talk Radio. Very, very talented. You can check out her bio at sportsovernight.net. That's right, sportsovernight.net. You can also hear Brock Hines with Sports in 60. I do the same. We do some commentaries. Did one on Boston College. I'll tell you, the thing that's driving people nuts is this DirecTV disaster. But Disney is not going to budge. They're going to get their own streaming service. I think DirecTV from 23.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a busy Tuesday into a Wednesday. Sports over at America. Morty Terrell along the way as we roll through a busy day, putting a cap on the weekend. Obviously, the college football, you know, culminated last night with just a head shaker. I got off the plane from Chicago. My buddies were texting me saying, can you believe this mess at Florida State? Florida, a mess. Miami's going to carry the torch in the Sunshine State right now. But let's get him in here. Highly respected, one of the best in the country, Bill Bender on the Sporting News college football beat. Does an outstanding job. Bill, thank you for your time here on Sports Overnight America here across the country and around the globe. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
We certainly appreciate it. Norvell, Florida State, and then O'Brien at BC. Listen, Boston College picked 12th in the ACC. This is surprising a lot of people, but more surprising, almost eyebrow arching, is the Florida State. Nothing short of a disaster. Give me your quick take on that situation.
Well, you want to talk about, don't call me best in the country. I picked Florida State to win the ACC, so I'm scratching my head like everybody else. Some of it's a fundamental, like, know-who-you-are type deal. Boston College played keep away in the first half, ran the ball very effectively. I think Florida State, this is the pros and cons of the portal, I suppose. They haven't played together a lot, and, now the fight is going to be, can they get back in that ACC race? But very honestly, same as Georgia Tech in week one, almost more impressed with BC than going to pile on Florida State.
I agree with you. And Castellanos is an outstanding quarterback. What is it with 5'9" quarterbacks when they show up in the Heights, Chestnut Hill, in suburban Boston? Flutie obviously was the hometown hero. It's a long, long time ago. I mean, we're talking four decades. A long, long time ago. And football has not been relevant there. It just hasn't. There was the Bicknell era, Chimura, and of course Flutie before that. Every now and then, you see a player or two emerge from Boston College. It's very interesting. How about the Bill O'Brien impact? Where do you start with that, Bill?
Well, I mean, how about the wide openness of the ACC? You just mentioned Flutie. That was 40 years ago, and I was talking. It's funny you say that, because I talked to my editor today, and I said, wouldn't it be something if 40 years after maybe arguably the most iconic play in college football history, if Miami and BC somehow played in the ACC championship? And all bets are off, right? Georgia Tech, NC State. I still think Clemson will have a say. Clemson lost to Georgia. You know what? A lot of teams lose to Georgia like that. So I won't give up on Clemson just yet. I just think the ACC's got a wide-open race coming.
We're talking to Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Bill, the one thing we love about the NFL and college football, there's a finite number of games, obviously, in every sport, but we just don't get that many of them. And you blink, and we're into November. I swear to God, September and October just fly by. Election year. It's going to be crazy how quick it goes. It always does. Which brings me now to Lincoln. What a game on Saturday. Matt Rhule, Nebraska. Here comes Dion in Colorado. Back in the day, this was, obviously a Big 12 matchup. It is no longer. Nebraska's in the Big 10. I'm glad they're playing this game. And Dion apparently has taken a new approach. He's saying all the nice little puffy things, and, he's going to stay away from negativity. This is a big spot, though. I think the pressure in this game has to reside with Matt Rhule. That is a very proud, tradition-laden program that has seen the worst of times, by anybody's standards. Tell me about Nebraska Rhule as they get ready for Colorado and Dion.
Well, you said it. When I was growing up, and I'm going to be 45 here in a couple weeks, I mean, that was a game where they maybe threw 12 passes the entire game. Now in this one, you may get 12 passes in the first 5 minutes between Shador and Dylan, two really outstanding quarterbacks. It's going to be a fun game, a fun atmosphere, I'm sure. I was around some Nebraska people at Big Ten Media Day, the media people, and they do such a fantastic job. They want this game. They can't wait for this game in Nebraska, and that makes me so happy. Going to be a great setting, great spot for both. And like you said, I think the pressure's on Nebraska a little bit after how Colorado embarrassed them last year. But Villanueva, potential program changes. I don't say that lightly. He did some things. Most importantly, they didn't turn the ball over Saturday. They don't turn the ball over. They're going to be a factor, not just to win a bowl game, but maybe be a little bit of a spoiler there in the Big Ten.
It's going to be interesting to see, no question. Bill Bender, Sporting News, a few more minutes with you. Bill, you crawl out of bed, we all do on Saturday, whatever time zone you're in, whether it's 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 noon, and obviously it's 9 o'clock in the morning in the West Coast, and you flip on Michigan, Texas in the Big House, Texas coming off what we knew was going to be a laugher against hapless Colorado State, Michigan seemingly through the motions against Fresno State. But we're going to see a college football environment that we absolutely love. Give me your thoughts as you start to sit down and analyze Michigan and Texas Saturday.
Quinn Ewers game. I mean, because Texas, they're going to be tasked to run the football against a Michigan defense that allowed exactly 9 rushing yards. 9. It's incredible how good they are up front. And so can he make the necessary passes? He's played well against top 25 defenses. Everybody remembers the Alabama game. I guess the real question is, what is Michigan doing at quarterback? Is Davis Warren up to it? You know, in a game like this where both teams have a ton of talent, quarterback's got to play well. Michigan's going to have to run the football better and get something out of their receivers. Selfishly, again, I'll be there for Sporting News, so can't wait for the atmosphere. I think it's going to be tough for Texas to lose this game if Quinn Ewers takes care of the football. That's the big key. They can't throw a bunch of interceptions, but I kind of like Texas. But I do think Michigan will I don't see this being a blowout. I think it'll be a close game.
It's going to be fascinating, and I agree with you. If they take care of the football, I think Texas is a very solid team. They're used to playing big games early. They had back-to-back years where they had Alabama early, so I don't think the stage is going to bother them. In fact, I think they're going to absolutely draw off the 112,000 that will belly their way through the turnstiles there. Bill Bender, a few more moments. I got to take you to a state where you're extremely popular and you have a huge following, and that's Iowa. And Iowa City illuminates with the Cy-Hawk restoring of a great rivalry. I don't think Matt Campbell showed anything against North Dakota because he wanted to keep it vanilla. He played a lot of, he mixed and matched and just rolled out different units. It really had the feel, I'm told, of a glorified scrimmage. Iowa, on the other hand, looked like, oh, here we go again with an offense that can't get out of their way. And then they proceeded to score 40, Kirk Ferentz coaching from his couch. You're popular here in the Midwest. Tell me, Iowa, Iowa State, how do you see it? And I value your opinion because I know you're objective. Let me hear, Bill.
Cade McNamara and Rocco Beck, that's the key. Two guys that aren't, high percentage throws, not going to try not to turn the ball over. One stat I found interesting is Iowa State's never beat a ranked Iowa team in Iowa City. So, I mean, Iowa can lean on this defense. I think Cade McNamara healthy, it's a big difference. And for me, I think the Hawkeyes win this game. The 40-point offensive explosion was something else. Another team that, aside from having to go to Columbus here in a few weeks, pretty favorable Big Ten schedule. But as you know, in that game, Iowa State-Iowa, always close one. So all it takes is, again, turnovers. Which team doesn't make that big mistake or put their quarterback in position where they're not going to make that mistake?
Been to a million of Ferentz's news conferences. He always says field position. He's always had good punters. He's got another good punter. If it's going to be one of those games, Ferentz is going to play field position. He's going to try to turn you over in the red zone and just get a lead and then rely on that defense. You're exactly right. All right, Bill, we have never seen any sport at any time in our life, nor will we live to ever see it again, where an entity will triple the size of its playoff qualifiers as college football going from 4 to 12. Think about that. It triples in size. I've been dying to hear your opinion. We're still going to have 13 and 14 and 15 squawking. How much do you love or how do you feel about the 12-team playoff, which I think is just finally we can exhale and realize we have a true playoff system in college football. Let me hear your take.
Well, how about Sunday night? LSU-USC. That felt like a first-round playoff game. And what we might get. Two quarterbacks played well. Impact consequences for the loser. And I was really struck by that game, the atmosphere. And I know we'll get those on neutral sites and we'll get them on campuses. I still feel like it's taking a test where you kind of still know what the final answer is, and it's going to be something in the neighborhood of Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama. But the path of taking that test and getting to that game is going to be more fun than ever before. So, like you said, excitement. And I love that, almost the exception of maybe Florida State, you can lose that first game and still have a shot. You know, LSU, for as bad as it was Sunday night, they wake up Monday morning, they still get a shot.
They do. Hey, one more real quick. Is there an outlier? Is there a team, you know, not a mid-major, but kind of, is there that team that may be fitted for a Cinderella scenario? I think of Liberty. I think of SMU. I think of somewhat along those lines. Do you see somebody like that? Is there a team out there that you think could be, kind of an underdog Cinderella scenario coming up?
Well, on Saturday night, Boise State. The ultimate Cinderella through the BCS and playoff era. What a statement they have a chance to make against Oregon. Ashton Jeanty has a rushing touchdown. And they're going to be pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that one. Keep an eye on the Broncos.
Good job. Bill, as always, great to talk to you. Keep up the great work for the sporting news. We appreciate you popping on here. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, good job. There's Bill Bender, Sporting News, as we recap the world of college football. He's right, Boise State taking on Oregon. I think they're probably a 3-touchdown underdog, so that's going to be a very tricky spot. Just looking over Saturday's menu, it just blows your mind. It really does. The quality of games. I mean, obviously we mentioned Texas, Michigan, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Very important game early on. How about this one? Kansas State ranked 18th. They go on the road to New Orleans to take on Tulane. Very, very tricky spot. Oklahoma State, 17th ranked, hosting Arkansas. Not going to be an easy spot. Penn State's got an easy one. They'll be rolling over Bowling, taking on Bowling Green. Let me see here. 20th ranked Texas A&M, McNeese State, snoozer. Georgia should be embarrassed. They're going to play Tennessee Tech. They could score 100 if they wanted to. Wisconsin, South Dakota. Keep an eye on that game just for ha-has. BC gets a break after knocking off Florida State. They're going to take on the Dukes from Duquesne. Trivia question. Where's Duquesne, folks? You didn't realize that school is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Better known for Norm Nixon in basketball a million years ago. We told you about the Cyhawk battle in Iowa. That'll be 25th-ranked Iowa hosting Iowa State. Matt Campbell didn't show a thing. And Caleb Bacon, that's a huge loss for the Cyclones. 2.5 Iowa, you get 3 for being at home. This game is basically a pick 'em. Going to be a typical Iowa State. I think the first team to score – If you score 20, you're winning. I don't care if you're Iowa or Iowa State. You score 20, you're winning. If you score 17, you're probably right there. 17-14, 17-13. You want to get a little tricky, 17-16. I could see field goals, special teams, always critical, especially early on in the season. Baylor, Utah, how about that? Michigan State, Maryland, not horrible. I mean, you could just go on and on and on here. Let me give you one more. We got a lot of blowouts still. Get to the night. You get to the night slate. You're really Kansas, Illinois is decent. After that, we got blowout city. But we do have Boise, Oregon. That'll be at 9 o'clock Central, 10 East. All right, we'll come back. We'll put Tube Talk together here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, it'll be a tennis night tonight. U.S. Open men's and women's. We're in the quarters, headed to the semis. We look forward to it. And I'll tell you, right across the way from Flushing Meadows, you got Red Sox and Mets for the next three nights. So we will partake in that, but we'll be there for the tennis as well. It's going to be great. What a absolute crazy, crazy, crazy scene it is there. You had one seed getting knocked out left and right. The one seed on the women's side is still alive. Sabalenka looks, I think, poised to pull it off. And then Tiafoe, I think, is going to get it done. He's got to win tonight. Obviously, you got to win the next night. You got to win three now. You're within three. Francis looks great. He's overpowering, and just such a ground strokes. He doesn't panic. You know, the one thing I picked up watching this U.S. Open and even Wimbledon and the French, any tennis, it's ebb and flow, especially on the men's side. You know, you see a quick surge and someone wins that first set 6-3. You think they're home free. And then you see players come back. They do. It's really a roller coaster ride. If you really pay attention, somebody gets blown away in the first set. Give an example. Last night, he lost it. Now, look, Sinner is an outstanding player, and he won in straight. Or no, he won in four sets. But Tommy Paul got whooped in that first set, just got absolutely destroyed and showed a little moxie and came back. So that's what it happened again on Saturday, too, or Sunday, I should say. So, that's what you got to pay attention to, that, you get down a set, especially when you got best of five on the men's side. Women, best two out of three, a little bit different. You make a big mistake, you get blown out in that first set. You got your work cut out for you. So enjoy the tennis tonight. The baseball looks solid as well. I got Mets and Yankees locked and loaded. Mets and Red Sox, rather, and then the Yankees, Texas. Good job out of Dominic Jimenez, Tyler Levine, Giovanna Scroggins, and Bill Bender from the Sporting News on College Football. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for listening here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Adios.